PFT Media.
Welcome back to The Daily City. I'm Mark Baratelli, editor of The Daily City. And before we begin the local news, I have a special announcement. The Daily City is excited to bring a brand new event to all local Orlandoans called the Orlando Flea. On September 16th, it will explode with creativity in downtown Orlando at a large music space called Celine Orlando. Guests can expect live music, local eats, a full bar, and of course, a large curated group of local and regional vendors flooding your senses with creativity. You can follow the event on Instagram for updates at The Orlando Flea. And now, let's get on to the news. The city of Orlando is going to shake up the old downtown information center with the help of the local creative company known as Prismatic. The redesigned center will feature a retail shop with locally made goods, a circular information desk, digital walls, large murals by the formerly local and internationally known artist Boy Kong, and more. The space will expand from 1,900 square feet to 3,800 square feet. During construction, the Information Center will operate a new temporary location starting Tuesday, July 10th at the City Arts Factory at the corner of Orange Avenue and Pine Street, Tuesdays through Fridays, 11 to 5. The mayor's consent agenda going before City Council June 25th contains four purchase requests for a total of 123 vehicles with a total cost of $3,398,000. According to city documents, the purpose of the purchase of these vehicles is to supplement the current city fleet and support the operational functions of various city divisions. The following vehicles are going to be purchased: 44 Ford F-Series trucks, 28 Toyota Camry hybrids, 19 Ford Police Interceptors, 10 Ford Explorers, 8 Ford Escapes, 6 Ford Transit cargo vans, 5 Ford F-150s, and 3 Chevrolet Colorado trucks. As we reported in January, a new food truck park, a la carte street food and craft beer, is coming to 615 Irvington Avenue in the Milk District. The Culinary and Craft Beer Hub just announced it will open in July. They also announced their truck lineup, which will be serving up poke bowls and burgers, Vietnamese and Korean fusion dishes, Brazilian meat skewers, Swedish meatballs and burgers, and 45 varieties of Brazilian empanadas. The venue will feature an open-air pavilion with seating for 61 guests, along with 15 taps from artisan breweries and an outdoor courtyard with lawn games. A la carte street food and craft beer will be open 7 days a week, 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursdays, and 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company has released its soft opening hours for its brand new location at 1300 Alden Road in Ivanhoe Village. Starting July 2nd, the facility will be open Thursdays 4 to 10, Fridays 4 to 10, Saturdays 12 to 8, and Sundays 12 to 8. Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company is an independent craft beer maker. In fiscal year 2017-2018, Florida Hospital received $18 million and ORMC received $10 million to cover the costs of providing health care for the indigent and uninsured. Florida Hospital and ORMC wanted and are now getting even more. On June 11th, Orlando City Council voted unanimously to adopt a resolution which would allow the state to pay ORMC and Florida Hospital and Nemours Children's Hospital a much higher percentage of their uncompensated charity costs to maintain and even expand their charity care programs. That money comes from the State of Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration Medicaid Program Finance Low Income Pool Program, or LIP for short. LIP was to have ended June 2017, according to the Obama administration, because the Medicaid expansion that was coming would have covered what LIP had been covering since 2006. But that expansion never came. In 2017, Governor Scott and the Trump administration said the LIP program would continue. And finally, The plaza area between the north and south tower of the Zora Neale Hurston State of Florida Regional Service Center at 400 West Robinson Street will be renovated. The existing plaza is a series of large paved tiered spaces at different elevations with step transitions that impede fluid movement around the plaza. There are also several large planter areas surrounded by seat walls between the plaza terraces that also restrict movement around the plaza. The redevelopment plans greatly reduce the amount of pavement area in favor of landscape and open lawns. The existing terraced areas have also been greatly reduced, providing smoother, unrestricted flow through the plaza because of less vertical impediments. New furniture, lighting, and pergolas are also identified in the plaza redevelopment plans. The north and south towers of the Zora Neale Hurston State of Florida Regional Service Center were completed in 1977 and 1987. The plaza area that connects the two buildings was begun and completed in the same time period. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.